Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Temperatures are rising, and record heat for this time of year could be on the way. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein joins us. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Okay, just how warm is it going to get?
It's going to depend on where you are. I think that's the million-dollar question here. If you're on Cape Ann, Cape Cod, if you were maybe even East Boston, temperatures today are going to be staying well under 90 degrees. It'll actually be fairly comfortable along the coast. But as you get west of certainly 128, temperatures will be getting up towards and maybe even a little bit above 90 degrees this afternoon. You know, we have the clouds this morning. There was a couple of sprinkles overnight. A heavy batch of rain just missed us, went south of the vineyard. It's going to take a little while to clear out here this morning. So it'll get hot inland eventually. But because we're starting a little bit cooler and we have the clouds, it's just not quite as intense as it's going to be tomorrow.
Okay, let's talk about tomorrow for a second. What do you expect?
For one thing, temperatures start a lot warmer. So this morning, it's relatively, you know, comfortable out there. And as we head for tomorrow, temperatures will quickly get into the 80s and 90s. And we may top out. I think tomorrow, Boston goes above 90 degrees. It's possible that because the records are kept at Logan Airport, today, Boston doesn't even get much above 80 degrees. But tomorrow, I think 90 to 95, a few 96, 7 and 8 degree readings are going to show up, especially in the favored areas between Fitchburg, on towards Lawrence, and you get back through, say, Concord in that area. That tends to be our sweet spot for heat around here, sort of west of 128 and just southwest of the 495 belt. That tends to be where we stay hottest, and that's going to be the places that are really going to roast tomorrow, and it'll feel over 100 degrees at times.
Now, Dave, this is not really a normal forecast for May in Massachusetts, is it?
It's not normal. I mean, usually we've got to wait till, you know, early in the second week of June before we hit 90 degrees. That's sort of our average. We've hit 90 earlier than that. Obviously, we've hit 90 even into April around here. So it's not normal, but nevertheless, it's not unprecedented. We haven't had two back-to-back days of 90 degree weather in Boston since 2017. And again, with that sea breeze this afternoon, as long as that materializes, there's no way we're going to get to 90 officially at Logan Airport. So we will probably just have officially one 90 degree day.
What are the heat records for May 21st and May 22nd?
Yeah, that's easy. They're both 93 degrees. Sometimes it's tough for me to remember them, but I'm like, okay, they're both 93. That's easy. I don't think we'll break Logan's. We'll probably come pretty close, if not break it, on Sunday. Now, on Sunday, if we were to have like ideal wind conditions, no sea breeze, full sun, you know, a little bit of downsloping, some of that air heating up as it comes off the Worcester Hills, Boston could reach that 97 degrees. It's not out of the question. And that would tie the all-time temperature for the month of May. And that was set way back in the late 1800s.
Average temperatures in the Northeast have been rising at an accelerating rate over the last century because of climate change. Are
Sure.
we in for another hotter than normal summer?
If you look at the latest outlook, which came out from the National Weather Service, it does have most of the country in a warmer than average prediction for the summer. New England's even a little higher than most of the rest of the country, with the exception of, I think, the desert Southwest. And so I think the odds are we have a hot summer. It's really hard for people that either have only lived here for a short amount of time or are younger to realize how much things have changed. I think that, you know, if you're 30 years old and you've experienced the summers that you sort of remember over the past few years, you're like, well, this is what it is. But if you're, you know, more ancient like me, you kind of remember summers in the 70s and 80s. And those weren't temperatures. Those were years. And it was just very different. And, you know, we continue to warm up the climate. We continue to influence our climate. And now our summers are basically more like the mid-Atlantic back in the 70s and 80s. So we're definitely warmer. Last summer was the hottest summer on record. And to put it in perspective, July last year was, you know, cold and wet. And even though July was, I think, 1.4 degrees below average, because June was the hottest June ever on record, and August was way up there, you average those 3 months together, and we had the hottest meteorological summer ever recorded. And it's not out of the question that we do it again this summer or get pretty close.
Dave, thank you.
You're welcome.
WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein.